107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:10. Thanks so much for hanging out. Happy Monday, man. We got a high of 60 today. That's right. It's going to be cloudy with rain and fog likely. Heavy in spots. Oh, it's a good day to just sleep. Unfortunately, I have so much to do that that is not an option until later on. There's nothing better than a rainy, cloudy, foggy day to just sleep. Tonight, breezy, very warm with rain. Temperatures rising overnight. Tuesday, warm, near record high temperatures. Rain likely. Could be heavy at times in a high of 64. There you go. Right now, it's 41.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Black Panther destroyed expectations, taking in $192 million in its first weekend. That's crazy, man. And it's expected to mark $218 million to $222 million by the end of the President's Day weekend tonight. So by tonight, it could break that even more. It's already broken the record for biggest February opening, formerly held by Deadpool with $152 million. It's also the biggest pre-summer opening weekend ever, beating Beauty and the Beast's $175 million. It's also the biggest opening for a superhero movie with only one hero. The previous record holder was Iron Man 3 with $174 million. So it's crazy, man. Just crushing it. Just crushing it. And the director, F. Gary Gray, had the previous record of The Fate and the Furious, or The Fate of the Furious, at $98.8 million for first-time directors. So there you go. Nicely done all the way around. I still haven't seen it yet. I'm going to. Just haven't had a chance. But everyone says it's killer, man. Mark Hamill reassured fans he is alive and well after a fake news story claiming he had died started circulating on social media. The Star Wars legend Hamill told his 2.5 million followers on Twitter on Saturday that he was not dead. However, his attempt to inject some humor into the morbid report backfired as he nearly convinced his fans he had in fact passed away. Mocking a dramatic newspaper headline, he wrote, quote, "Hamill dies, much of the nation mourns," and then he put, "meh, hashtag don't rush me," alongside a black and white photo of himself with his birth year and the apparent death year, which was obviously 2018. So don't worry, Mark Hamill's not dead. That's right. That's right. Luke Skywalker is alive and well, but he unfortunately didn't. There's always something lost on social media, especially when you post a picture, and luckily he is still with us. And lastly, sexy 60s. Sorry, millennials, you're not having the best sex of your lives. Instead, it's your parents and grandparents. That's right. According to Match.com's annual Singles in America survey, on average, single women reporting have their best sex at age 66. For single men, it was age 64. So if maybe you're not doing so well between the sheets, it only gets better with age. It only gets better with age. I'm telling you, man, it's cougars. Those cougars and those gilfs. Got it going on. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?